Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John is in for Mike today. Real quick, what'd you say? Oh, I apologize. What'd you say?
Do we keep on trying, Carl?
Yeah, we do keep on trying. Well, we do. What you got, John? What were you saying?
No, I was just disappointed. I was talking to you before the show, and I thought, you know, I'll just come in here. I'll be the calm, cool, collective voice. And as soon as you started in, I went, I can't do this.
I don't care.
Because, I know what I would do here. I just do. Because let's define what the problem is. Before you get to the calls, guys and gals, you want to fire everybody, that's fine. I mean, Carl can speak for himself. I don't have a problem with you. You want to sell the team, that's not going to happen. But you want to fire everybody, that's fine. There are videos of Kyle Pitts running wide the hell open down the middle of the field. That's the book on Penix. He's afraid to throw over the middle of the field. So they vacate the middle of the field because he's afraid to throw over the middle of the field. There's another video of Drake London running wide open. And so what do? They're going to try and stack the box, take away the running game, cover the outs, and then force Penix to try to throw it into tight windows. And he panics. And he locks in, and he can't throw it into a tight window, and he doesn't want to throw a pick six, so he has no room to throw it, so he airmails. Look, Zach Robinson is not making adjustments, and Michael Penix is not getting coached up probably. That's also on DJ Williams. It's also on TJ Yates. For my money, if I'm Arthur Blank right now at this moment, I'm on the phone or in my office with Matt Ryan, and I'm sitting with Matt saying, Matt, what do you want to do for this team, and how would you fix this? And if he says, I want to be the offensive coordinator, I would hire him immediately. If he wants to be the quarterback coach or the passing game coordinator, I'd hire him immediately. Hell, if he wants to be the head coach, I'd hire him immediately. Because you have to save this season right damn now.
I do agree with you wholeheartedly that Zach Robinson is not showing me he can do this job. Not only do it, but he can't do it well. I do agree with you that Michael Penix is not getting coached up. These throws that are sailing on him, these short passes that he's not hitting, the wide open guys. Ray was wide open yesterday. These are just everyday throws.
It's panic.
But panic comes from your OC not making you comfortable in the
putting
play
you calls. In a pistol and not the shotgun, for starters.
Well, look, that's all a part of this conversation. 404-726-0929. I want to know what you think, and I'm talking to you, driving around, listening on your smart speaker, however you're accessing this show and listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. What's bugging you the most about this team right now? This is high on my list, but it's not the number one thing. This clock management thing is a debacle. And yesterday, what I saw happened, also happened the previous week, is inexcusable. I don't know who's responsible at Flowery, but somebody's got to get it resolved. Ra, I'm talking to you. This clock management situation that ultimately came back to hurt you in the first half. Now, the way things played out, do I think we win the game? No. But what happened is, it's third and one. It's the second possession of the game. You're slow getting the play call in and the personnel. And so, timeout. You come out of the timeout and you get a delay of game, and then you can't convert on a third and six. There's no way in hell, football fans, trust me on this, Falcon fans, that you call and waste a timeout, and then you come out of that timeout and get a delay of game. This should never happen. So I don't know what's going on, but this is 2 weeks in a row. We've been like, hey, why are we not getting the play calls in? What's going on? Ra, I'm talking to you. If you don't have a clock management guy, get one. This is high on my list because it shows you, wait for it, how they're not preparing for these situations. And these are coaching situations that every coach in the league knows and should know. And it looks like we're not ready for it. And you know what that looks like? It looks like we're inept. It looks like we don't know what the hell we're doing. That is bugging me, John. And I'm sorry about the whole, all this other stuff. Like, these are simple things that you should know and be doing in a game. And we're not doing the small things. So how can I expect you to hit Pitts over the middle? How can I expect you to hit Drake London running wide open routes in the middle when we can't even do the small things right now, it feels like, and get those right? I hear what you're saying, and I totally agree with you about how they attempted to play Michael Penix and what played out yesterday. But guys, some of this, most of, 98% of this stuff is on us. It's our fault. It's our own doing.
Yeah, because we're inviting him to do that, because we're not coaching this guy up, because he's regressed, because there's a book on him, and they know how to address that book, and we're not making, it's like you go in at halftime, they make adjustments and you don't, and then you wonder. And week to week, they're not making any adjustments. The only reason they were able to shut down Minnesota and win that game was because they got a one-off from Tony Romo as their, or whatever the hell his name is, because he's going to be gone anyway. That dude, because you're going to have like your fourth place kicker in 5 weeks.
Parker Romo.
They got a one-off,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
He turned into Tim Mazzetti, you know, that's an old school reference. So he had a one-off, and your defense played lights out against a crap quarterback. And that's the only reason you won that game. You go in, Bryce Young has got your number already. You already struggle. We know they struggle with running quarterbacks. We already know that. Kyler Murray, Josh Dobbs, yada, yada. Yet they refused to move Michael Penix, who at one time was a running quarterback. They refused to at least move him. To let him roll. Let him, oh my God. I think the, Matt Ryan, this shout out, Matt, you got to go in. You got to fix this, dude, because these guys can't.
Let's talk to Jerry and Conyers. Jerry, what's bugging you the most about this team? Welcome in on a Falcon Monday. Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening, big guy? My name is Sneed.
Oh, well, yeah. That was Jerry up there. What's going on? See, talk to me.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, let me ask you a question. How my main John doing?
I'm doing great. Aside from whatever the hell this thing is going to turn into. Well, I mean, you're talking about the perfect game, right, Seed, coming up this week? Dan Quinn and maybe Noodle Arm Quitter, who scored 41 yesterday. You can't beat those dudes? God.
Is that all you got, Seed? He want to know about what? That's all he wanted to know? Thanks for answering the question. What's bugging you? Seed? You want to call in? You want to text guys? You can do that on your own time. We're not doing that on this show today, okay? Do it on your own time. What the hell is bugging you about this football team? We're 3 weeks in, and I'm not feeling good about where we're headed right now. If you can't answer the question, you don't want to answer the question, don't call the freaking show, okay? Don't call in and do, hey, I haven't talked to you in a long time. We don't care today. I don't want you to call in and say, hey, how you guys doing? You know how I'm doing. Listen to my voice. Look at my face right now. Imagine what I look like. Okay? I don't want to hear any of that. Let's go to Jerry and Conyers. Jerry, what is bugging you about this team? Hey, man.
Man, it's the same old that's going on. And Zach Robinson, he does not know what he's doing. I'm thinking about Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love that sat behind and watched. Maybe that's what Penix needs to do at this point. But right now, our offense is terrible. And I've been watching the Falcons since 1975.
It's as bad as anything we've seen in a very long time. And the crazy thing is, this is what's crazy, John. we all had a really good sense that, hey, the weapons on this team, and I'm getting messages from people all over the league yesterday like, oh, Dukes, you're locked in. What's going on? Why does this offense look so bad? You can't just answer that in one sentence in a text message. There are so many issues. And you know what's crazy about this? Remember how we spent about 3 weeks on a guy named Elijah Wilkinson? We hadn't even talked about him. That's not even an issue. Right tackle's not even an issue. This offense is inept. It's garbage right now. And I am telling you that this thing should look better and feel better. And I am a true believer that Zach Robinson right now is just not doing what he needs to do. And if you're going to say, well, what does he need to do? John just told you he's got to find a way to say, hey, we got to make you more comfortable so you can make these throws and be more accurate and put you in positions to be successful. Yesterday, it felt like as the game went on, you kept doing the same things even though they weren't working, and then your quarterback continues to make mistakes.
All right, so if you're going to stay with Michael Penix, to me that indicates, I hate to say this, that you're almost giving up on the season. And the reason that I say this is because unless you make a change in the scheme and the coordinators and how you're going to address this, okay, then you're saying that what we're going to do is develop Michael through the year. That's not what we're about here. Okay, that's not what we're about. When Rod came out and said, it's Michael's job, he's going to start next week, I went, yeah, that's not the right answer. The right answer is every position is up for grabs every week. We'll reevaluate as we go through the week. Because if you want to save this season, the only hope you may have to beat the Commanders might be Kirk Cousins. I'm not saying go there. I'm saying you have to be open to the idea. You can't just shut it down. And that says to me that you're not seeing the big picture here, which says that coaching is an absolute utter disaster for this team.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Yeah, you got a little playing time yesterday. Ross said after the game yesterday, and look, I agree with him on this. This game was out of hand. Your quarterback's confidence for yesterday, why are you going to leave him in there? Pull him, you get some reserves in. He was right in that move.
Yeah, but his confidence is never going to grow, Carl, with this staff. Walk me through that. Because I don't see this getting any better. And it's not, by the way, it's not a Michael Penix thing necessarily.
No, it's not.
I think he's being mismanaged.
No, it's not.
And miscoached.
No.
That's why I said, I think that Josh Blank, if Arthur's not listening, because he may not, Josh, you might be down, Josh, you know my daughter, right? So I'm going to call Danny, and I'm going to have her get your ear, call Matt Ryan. Bring Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's was mentoring Michael Penix. The only person.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The person that could absolutely help him right now might be Matt Ryan, because it sure as hell is not Zach Robinson, Raheem Morris, not DJ Williams, not TJ Yates. This is an utter disaster offensively. Somebody's got to fix it, and who better than the greatest quarterback in the history of the franchise, who happens to know how to run an offense, especially an offense that was designed with him in mind from 2016.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.